Situation 65.
I'm all mixed up.
Where were you yesterday?
Yesterday, I was at home. Why?
You were supposed to meet me for lunch.
No, our date is for tomorrow, Thursday.
No, it was yesterday, Tuesday.
Oh, you're right. I'm all mixed up on the days.
What are you looking for?
I'm trying to figure out which one is which. I've mixed up my contact lenses.
I understand. I have the same problem once in a while.
Do you wear contact lenses too?
Yes, I do. I find them more convenient than glasses.
I agree. Aren't you Yang Houyi?
No, my name is John Gao.
You certainly look familiar. Did I meet you last week?
No, you must have me mixed up with someone else.
I'm sorry I bothered you.
That's all right. Situation 66.
I've had enough.
Would you like some more fish?
No, thanks. I've had enough.
How about a little more rice?
I'm really full, thanks.
I hope you enjoyed the food.
I liked it very much.
I've had enough of him.
What's the matter?
This is the third time he's made the same mistake.
Did you tell him not to do it?
Yes, but he never listens.
Maybe you should have a serious talk with him.
How about another game of tennis?
Not me. I've had enough for one day.
Come on, I'll go easy on you.
No, two sets are all I can take.
Let's go get something to drink then.
Okay, I'll treat.
Situation 67.
Let's get together one of these days. Hi, Tony.
Hi, Alice.
It's been a long time since we met.
It sure has.
Let's get together one of these days.
That sounds great.
Jimmy? I hardly recognized you.
Hi, Sue. I haven't seen you for a long time.
Right. What have you been doing?
Working as usual. How about you?
The same. We should get together one of these days and talk.
Sure. Give me a call. I've enjoyed talking to you.
Same here. Let's get together again soon.
Sure. I'd like you to meet my wife.
Good idea. I'll give you a call.
Maybe sometime next week.
Fine.
Situation 68.
He's behind the times.
Are you taking economics this summer?
Yes, I am.
Who's your professor?
Professor Johnson. He's behind the times.
Why do you say that?
He's teaching the same thing he taught 10 years ago.
Are you going to the dance on Friday?
No, my father won't let me.
He's really strict, isn't he?
Yes. He doesn't want me to date until I'm 17.
He's really behind the times.
He's just very old-fashioned.
You're not going to wear those pants, are you?
What's wrong with them?
They're out of style.
Why do you say that?
No one wears flared pants anymore.
Darn, they're my favorite pants.
Situation 69.
Do you take cream in your coffee?
Would you like some coffee?
Yes, please.
Do you take cream in your coffee?
Yes, just a touch.
How about sugar?
No, thanks.
I'd like a cup of coffee, please.
Do you take cream in your coffee?
No, but I'd like sugar. And make that to go, please.
Will that be all?
Yes, thank you.
That'll be 50 cents.
May I get you some coffee or tea?
Yes, some tea, please.
Do you like it strong or weak?
Strong with lots of cream.
I've never heard of cream in tea.
Oh, that's an old custom that goes way back in my family.
Situation 70.
I'll see you next Sunday.
Hello, this is Mr. Smith speaking.
Hi, this is Mac. Why didn't you show up last Sunday?
What do you mean?
You told me to meet you last Sunday, didn't you?
No, I said next Sunday, not this Sunday.
Oh, I guess I misunderstood you. Good morning, Tom. I'm calling to find out if you'll be able to work for me next Thursday.
Sure. Now, is that this Thursday or next Thursday?
Next Thursday.
Let me check my schedule before I commit myself.
All right.
Well, looks like I'm free, so see you next Thursday. Would you like to come to dinner a week from tomorrow?
Let's see, that would be a week from Sunday, right?
Yes, that's right.
I believe I'd be able to make it.
Good. We'll be looking forward to seeing you then.
Thanks for asking me.